child, may you know fully.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. 1 Corinthians 13:11-12.
For a long time in my life, I carried the belief around in my mind that I do not matter. When things would go wrong, hopelessness and sadness would overcome me, and I would always say, "It does not matter, because I do not matter." Well, this was a childhood belief that was planted in my mind by the father of lies. Renee, you do not matter.
He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44.
One day I followed the emotion of sadness that accompanied the belief that I do not matter and traced it back to a childhood memory. I was 6 years old and awakened one night by a loud laughter coming from the kitchen. I got out of bed to see what was going on and found my sister talking and laughing loudly with the rest of the family. I asked her to be quieter so I could sleep, but she ignored me. Right at that moment, I made the false assumption, I do not matter. And that interpretation carried over into adulthood.
When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. John 16:13.
Tired of feeling that I do not matter, I confronted the belief and surrendered it to the Spirit of Truth that lives in my heart. And God's Spirit showed me the truth, how much my sister loved me, that I was her best friend, that I still am loved by her and am very special to her, even though she's now in heaven. From then on, the belief that I do not matter did not keep me captive anymore. I bless you to bring childhood beliefs to God so that you can fully know the truth. I bless you.